Some clouds, 91 right now. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. An update on the case of an apparent homicide of a 17-year-old boy in Clinton. According to authorities on Saturday, the Bureau of Indian Affairs has two juveniles in custody in connection with the Thursday murder. The incident took place sometime around 8 p.m. on Thursday when, according to a press release from the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation, by the request of the Custer County Sheriff's Office, the OSBI was called to assist with the investigation of the apparent homicide of the teen that took place on North 2260 Road, which is located north of the Riverside Golf Course. The OSBI said the Custer County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call saying that a pickup truck had run into the large metal fence at the residence. Deputies responded and found the teenage male in the driver's seat dead from injuries inconsistent with the vehicle accident. An Elk City man accused of sexually abusing his stepdaughter is still on the loose. According to court documents, an outstanding warrant was issued on July 21st for the arrest of 41-year-old Dean Lucas Deckel after an investigation revealed that he allegedly abused the 8-year-old girl sometime between March 1st and May 31st of this year. Deckel received one felony count of child sexual abuse, which, if convicted, is punishable by serving 25 years to life in prison, plus fines. A probable cause affidavit said the child revealed to investigators that the incidents took place at a home in Elk City and also in Florida, where the family lived before moving to Oklahoma. The mother of the victim also told police that she was just recently made aware of the abuse by her daughter during a recent phone conversation with the child. The document also revealed that Deckel has a criminal history, having been arrested in June of 2020 for child neglect due to narcotics found in the residence of the children. Bond for Deckel has been set at $500,000. Anyone with knowledge of Deckel's whereabouts is asked to contact Detective Sammy Wagon with the Elk City Police Department at 580-225-1212. Storms that barreled through the I-40 corridor in western Oklahoma caused travel problems in Beckham County Sunday night and early Monday morning. Fortunately, there were no injuries reported. The first occurred at 7:20 p.m. when a semi-rollover accident in the eastbound lanes blocked both lanes for just over an hour near mile marker 23. A separate accident, this time in the westbound lanes at the 39-mile marker, saw two semis collide that caused the roadway to be blocked at 11:15 p.m., OHP says the lanes were closed for just over 6 hours due to that mishap. In state news, a loud explosion in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma News Network's Margo Morano explains.
A loud explosion rocked homes and businesses near Penn Square Mall in Oklahoma City late this morning. Fire officials say a CNG-powered garbage truck caught on fire, possibly from leaking hydraulic fluid, and then the CNG cylinder exploded. Fortunately, no one was injured, but the garbage truck was destroyed. I'm Margo Moreno.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $72.17. That's up a dime. Brent crude at $74.80. That's up 70 cents. Natural gas at $4.10. That's up 4 cents. Recapping our top story, two in custody in connection with the apparent murder of a Clinton teen. Once again, some clouds outside, otherwise sunshine and 91 right now. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.